We were talking about road safety earlier on the show, and it is the time of year when it is getting darker earlier. It's darker certainly in the morning when you wake up. We're yet to see the clocks change as well, so it can be a precarious time, and it can be a time as well coming at this time of year with the rutting season where deer interact on the roads. We'll have one man who had an interaction with a deer in the last number of days, Ivan Hurley of our sports team, presenter of Terrace Talk here on Radio Kerry. Ivan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Tell me what happened.
Just Friday evening, I suppose. It's as you mentioned, kind of getting the darker evenings now and the kind of cooler evenings. As you mentioned, the rut is on. It was just more of a surprise than anything else between Fair and Four and Clarny to see deer, unfortunately, an interaction with one of them. And we're all okay, thank God. But it's just, I suppose, just to highlight this, you know, we're used to seeing them as a resident in Clarny. We're used to kind of maybe between Clarny and Fossett. It's well signposted and well marked. And, you know, it's a different time of year for the deer now. We kind of see them in different places, but never before seen them between Fair and Four and Killarney. So I suppose just important that it was all over the county and anywhere in particular, but outside Fair and Four is the first time I'd ever seen them on the roadside. But dangerous time on the roads with the deer, I suppose, especially in the evenings, Jerry, just to keep the speed down maybe a small bit.
The deer was out on the road, you had a collision, is that right, with the deer?
Yeah, correct, Jerry. Yeah, for kind of late enough from Friday evening coming home. But again, kind of people might know the area coming out of Fair and Four up the top of Knockaderry Hill. It used to be an accident, black spot sign there on the left hand side, kind of a blind left hand corner. Came around the corner and he was looking me down the middle of the road, so very hard to avoid him. Did our best, but there was a car, oncoming car on the other side of the road as well. So safer maybe just to stay on our own side of the road at that stage. But surprising spot to see them, Jerry. And again, I was late home on Monday night coming home from a football match, and met another one just outside Glen Motors before coming into Brennan's Glen there as well. So maybe they're in the area in a forest or a woodlands or something like that. But just unusual, first time I'd ever seen them. And you know, it's kind of as I mentioned, you're well used to seeing them on the road out to Fuss, and it's well marked. But I'm just wondering, maybe this time of year, would it be worth kind of getting temporary signage for places that these have been spotted on our roads? Because we've, as you know, Jerry, there's so many tourists and people maybe not sure of our roads here in Kerry, that maybe might be a good idea for the month maybe of October into November, when the rutting season is on, that if deer are spotted in different parts of the county, that maybe temporary signage could be erected and warn other motorists of the issue.
And look, outside the national park on the fringes in and around there would be, but not kind of as you go towards Fair and Four or further, not that often anyway, certainly. Would that be seen as a situation? So that's just a warning for people, just to be aware and to understand that this can happen. They can be there in a place where they've never been before, because, you know, we've had debates on this programme. The numbers are up and the range could be increasing, and they pop up where you least expect them.
Yeah, 100%, Jerry. Look, I played a round of golf on Sunday in Clarny Golf Club, and you're used to seeing them down there. There was a large number of them, and they're moving a lot this time of year, as you mentioned, with the rutting season. The stags are all over the place and everything else. So look, it's part of their nature, and we have to allow that as well. I know there's talks of a cull and everything else. I'm well out of that debate myself, but you know, you do see a lot more around this time of year and in probably different parts of the county. And speaking to a bus operator in Clarny, they said they had two run-ins with deer as well in the last couple of weeks. So they're just kind of more in wandering in places you wouldn't be not used to them. And to be fair to the deer themselves, they're probably not used to the area and the roads and everything like that. So it's just a stark reminder, maybe just wherever you are in the county, we're lucky we have our natural beauty here around the 365 days of a year. But you know, it has this kind of effect as well from it. So I suppose just an appeal to other road users, maybe, and that stretch of road at night time especially. I'd never personally seen them between Fair and Four and Clarny before, so just to maybe warn other road users, they might be a bit luckier than I was. But it's like that dangerous time on the roads with deer, and especially late at night and early morning as well.
Yeah, okay, Ivan, look, thanks for that warning this morning. Glad you came to it okay, and thanks for telling us about it in the programme. It's Ivan Hurley there from our sports team.